Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, why do men sin? Why do we sin? The Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And then 6:23, chapter 3, verse 23 said, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we realize the reason we sin is because we have a sin nature. We're born with that sin nature. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So we see we all inherited the sin nature from Adam. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he passed that on to us. As I've said before, I'll say again, man first, Adam was created in the image of God, but man, all men after Adam was created in the image of Adam. Therefore, you've got to be born again to be placed back in the image of God and be a new creation in Christ. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 speaks about. But and since we have that sin nature, we're born with that sin nature. We sin. We sin. We sin because we're a sinner. We're born a sinner. We do what we do because of what we are. The Bible says in Romans 51:5, he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, it's not, the act of conception is not sin if it's in holy matrimony, but the sin nature was passed on. A psalmist also said in Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. You realize something, we're in a pitiful situation in this old world today because we're not where we should be. Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. So you see, we're born dead, no consciousness toward God. Bible said in Romans chapter 5, we were without strength. That means we're under the anesthesia of sin and really have no consciousness toward God because our spirit is dead. We're carrying around a dead spirit up on us inside. But thank God we're safe till we reach a knowledge of accountability. Now you say, what do you mean, a knowledge of accountability? Well, you realize something, a lot of people call it the age of accountability, but I like to refer to it as the knowledge of accountability, and there's no certain age in that. And in fact, the Bible mentions that and said, while we're safe. And the example of that is in the book of Deuteronomy. It tells us about as Moses was given the second law to the people who did not die in the wilderness before they went into Canaan land. He made a statement to them there, and of course the story goes back to the fact that what happened was that at Kadesh Barnea, the people did not enter into the land. They said, would God we died here, would God we died in the wilderness, and they didn't enter in like God meant for them to do. And so as a result of their disobedience to God, the Bible says that all of them, 20-year-old and up, was going to die in the wilderness. And they wandered 38 more years, and they all died. And when Moses gave them a second law in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39, he said, moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which is that in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, they shall possess it. Now we know that goes back to where we talked about 20-year-old and under in that day. They had no knowledge of good and evil, not right and wrong. You better teach your child right and wrong at 1 year old, but then they have no knowledge of good and evil. God's good and the devil's evil, so there's going to be some understanding about God and about our enemy, if you please, about heaven, about hell. But God's got to give you that knowledge, but you're dead. You're dead in trespasses and sin, Ephesians said, and therefore we've got that sin nature inside, and we do what we do because what we are, we're sinners. Now, I know we're safe till we reach that knowledge of accountability, then you're subject under the judgment of God. God, Bible says in John 3:36, the wrath of God hangeth over all that have reached that place of knowledge of accountability, and as a result, God in his long suffering and goodness and forbearance holds back that wrath, giving you a space of repentance. But until you have a knowledge of accountability, if you died, you'd be safe. You'd go to heaven like the baby did when David's baby died in the book of Samuel. It talks about how that he said, I got up and washed himself, and he said, I can't go to him, but I can't bring him back, but I can go to him. David was a saved man, and the baby went in the presence of God when he died. And I think all babies are that until they reach the knowledge of accountability. No, not what age it might be. Some may never reach the knowledge of accountability because they're incapable of thinking abstract. God is abstract and faith is abstract. And until they can think abstract and act function right, they're not capable of having knowledge. So I don't know where that would be. But until then, they're safe. Now, when a person reaches that, then they're sinners by not only by nature, but they're sinners by choice because they choose to sin and go against the holy God. And so therefore, why do we sin? We sin because we have a nature inside us that's dead in trespasses and sin. And it's just natural to do those type things. It's man's nature to disobey. We're even called children of disobedience in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 2. Before you're saved, you're called children of disobedience. Man's nature is to fulfill the desires of the flesh. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 3, talks about the Ephesian saints before they were saved in time past, how that their conversation was in the lust of the flesh. That word conversation means their manner of living, their walk, not just their talk, but their walk. Was in the lust of the flesh, unbridled desires of the flesh. And so therefore, man's nature to fulfill the desires of the flesh. It's man's nature to rebel. And so therefore, why does man sin? Because he's got a nature to do that. He rebels against God. He fulfills the desires of his flesh. And that's feels good, do it. That's the philosophy of the world today. And also, it's his nature is to disobey. It's not to obey. And only God can change your nature. I realize what he said in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse number 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. In other words, if an Ethiopian could change his skin, which he can't, man can't, God could if he wanted to, and can a leopard change his spots? He can't, the leopard can't, but God could if he wanted to. But he said, but if we could do that, then, if they could do that, then we could do good. But until then, we don't do right because we're sinners by nature. We're sinners by nature. I mean, why does a dog bark? Why does a cat meow? Why does a chicken cluck? Why does the donkey go hee-haw, 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 however he may make that sound? He's got a special sound. And you'd think it very strange if a chicken was to bray like a donkey or a cat was to bark like a dog. You'd think it's strange because it changes what his nature was. And so therefore, their nature there. In other words, only God can change your nature. So when we're born with a sin nature, and not only that, We're blinded and deceived in this world. We're blinded and deceived in this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says this. It said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them who are lost, and whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine down into them, to them, and they be saved, is what it really boils down to. So we're blinded. The God of this world, the little g, that's the devil, and he is the God of this world. And he has blinded the minds of everybody. He's blinded it naturally. And so therefore, we're controlled by the devil. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We don't know it. Ephesians 2 talked about how in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil. He is in control of us in our lost, separated condition from God. And the old nature, we don't want to do that. So why does a man sin? His nature, he has no power within, and also to stop doing his sin, and he's blinded and deceived. But now what about a person we say is saved? Does he sin? Can he sin? Will he sin? Well, you realize when God saves you, forgives you for all your sin. But a saved man can do anything a lost person can do, yet he can't get by with it. Why is that? Because he's got a new nature. Now remember, the sinner had an old nature, and it wasn't changed. Only God can change that nature. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so we see then that the only but you say, what about if they sin? They've got a new nature. But old man The old man is crucified at the point of salvation. The Holy Ghost is the executioner. The Bible said in Romans 6:6, and this is Paul speaking about this, he said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Crucified. In other words, the old man, the old nature of the old man dies. God crucifies. The Holy Ghost is the executioner. Now, you can kill yourself a lot of different ways, but you can't put yourself on the cross. And only God can do that. He can bring you to the end of yourself. And that's why men kick and fight against God and don't want to come God's way, because the old man don't want to die. The old man wants to do what it's always done. It wants to rebel and go against God and sin and enjoy. And there is pleasure in sin for a season, but it's not for, it doesn't pay off. But you see the saint, he can't get by with it because the tense of that, the old man is dead. When he's crucified, the tense of that is, it means it's point action, but it means one time for all time. And also Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24 says this, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now that tense of that deny is a one-time occurrence, all one time for all time. That doesn't mean a daily thing. It's you do it over, you do it one time, and God has to do that. So he's putting a new nature. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul made this statement. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a perfect tense verb there, which means in past tense, on the street called straight, I was crucified. The old man was crucified. The old man is dead and never to be alive again. But I'm alive in Christ. I'm alive in Christ. Now, some people say, well, I thought Paul died daily. Well, I know he spoke about that. He spoke about him dying daily, but he's talking about in context of that in Romans. When he said that, he's talking about what he faced, in other words, because of the reality of the gospel of the resurrection, he exposed himself constantly to physical death for Christ. And that's what he was talking about. He faced death every day. So you see then, why does man sin? He sins because he's got a sin nature. And the sinner, of course, until God awakens him and stirs him and brings him to salvation, he'll remain in that condition and continue in sinning habitually a lifestyle and will die and go to hell. But when God does the work, he'll awaken you, he'll stir you, he'll save you, and he'll put a new nature on the inside. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.